UN silent, Nigeria victim of US Zionist Saudi crime. Nearly 2 weeks have passed from the anniversary of Arba'een of Imam Hussein and 2 weeks from the martyrdom of his innocent mourners in Nigeria. Mourners whose only sin was seeking truth and justice, and that they had decided to worship God and not bow to any oppressor and tyrant, just like what Hussein did. More than 10 days have passed from their martyrdom, but Western media, those who claim to defend human rights or been awarded Nobel Peace Prize, have unanimously kept hush-hush, not a single word whatsoever, let alone action. Not that they have been silent for this particular murder of Muslims in Nigeria. They have always been tacit, as they are paid for what they broadcast and release. This, while if in a remote corner of the world, an American spy, a criminal Zionist, a compliant homosexual, a pro-US Israel prostitute, or whatever insignificant figure had faced problem in his or her hedonistic life, these people in various media would have held campaigns with candles in their hands and t-shirts bearing the sign, "I am such and such," to express their sympathy. The ludicrous gist of the neoliberal world is to make travesty out of these elements. A duck dies somewhere or a lizard is endangered. They take up placards with words on them, "We are that dog and lizard." But hundreds of innocent people in America and Europe perish of poverty, hunger and police brutality, or hundreds of thousands of people are killed in Asia and Africa for freedom, yet these sympathizers have no conscience to be jolted. Some 2 weeks have passed since the martyrdom of innocent Nigerians by Saudi-sponsored terrorists, but the United Nations is absolutely dumb. There is no expectation from it, after all, because it has been suffocated by the dollars paid by tycoons who are either Zionists or surrogates of Zionists. Honestly speaking, the UN has been founded by the global arrogance to defend the interests of the global arrogance and Zionism. Hence, it has no concern for the wealth people. The raison d'etre of this organization is to condemn free and independent nations, and even if it gives negative vote for Cuban sanctions, it is not that strong to prevent the US and Israel from rescinding it. Wasn't the Iran nuclear deal, or JCPOA, a legal and official agreement? But what did the UN and the vulgar American regime do against it? For years, the Nigerian people have become familiar with pure Islam and millions of people have adhered to the school of the progeny of the Prophet of Islam through the efforts of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. And for several years, the cancerous tumor of Zionism and Al Saud has taken control of the government in the country and has forced it to massacre the faithful through threat or temptation. What is taking place in Nigeria is similar to the events of Iran before the Islamic Revolution, but what was the fate of the Pahlavi regime? People of the world saw November 4th in Iran and they saw how the Iranian people stood valiantly against the bayonets of the regime's agents with the chants of death to the US and death to Israel. The Iranian nation has humiliated the US, Israel and Britain for 40 years. Iranians repeat those mottos after 40 years and burn the US and Israeli flags as the symbols of arrogance and oppression in the world. Thus, even the third generation of the revolution has understood that the man in the White House, just like his predecessors, is not reliable and is a real liar. Oh, Nigerian brothers and sisters, we wish we were beside you to sacrifice our blood like you. If our bodies are far away from you, our souls and hearts are with you, and we pray for you and the innocent people of Yemen and whoever that fights the enemies of God. We swear by your warm blood that your murderers will smart for the crimes they commit, and your blood will not be violated in history. We have witnessed the miracle of the victory of blood over sword several times. We have seen how the palace of Ibn Ziyad turned into a place to dump garbage in, while the graves of the imams and their household have become the place of pilgrimage for the faithful and freedom seekers. We saw how a bullying person like Reza Khan, the illiterate father of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, was humiliated and sent to exile by his own masters. We saw how contemptuously Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who had sold out Iran to the US and Zionism, was thrown out of the country. We saw how the Almighty God cut the hands of the US and its allies in Iran, and 65,000 advisors and affiliates were expelled from the country. We Iranians have indelible memories of November 4, 1964, when Imam Khomeini hoisted the flag of struggle against the US avarice and was exiled. But some years later, he returned to the country with dignity and pride. We saw how the blood of students in November 4, 1978, yielded fruit to topple the US surrogate regime in Iran, and how the American embassy, which had turned into a den of espionage, was captured by university students with 52 spies who had been working under diplomatic guise. We saw how the US plot to release these spies was thwarted in Tabas, and the American spies were freed later upon Islamic clemency. Our dear brothers and sisters in Nigeria and Yemen, look how Islamic Iran celebrates the 40th anniversary of victory of the Islamic Revolution. The powerful Iran has become the source of anti-arrogance revolutions and movements across the world. It inspires the downtrodden in the world. For 40 years, we have decided for ourselves and have turned from strength to strength. Today, the biggest concern of domineering powers, especially the great Satan, the US, is to obliterate Iran. For the past 40 years, the United States and its allies and lackeys have spent billions of dollars to defeat the Islamic Republic of Iran, but in futile. The United States and its allies unleashed Saddam and equipped him with state-of-the-art weapons and every kind of assistance to annihilate Iran. But he was defeated and put to the dustbin of history once his time was over. Now the world sees how millions of Iranians and Iraqis, along with their brothers from nearly 50 countries, marched towards the shrine of Imam Hussein to mark Arba'in, that is, the anniversary of 40th day of Imam Hussein's martyrdom. The hospitable Iraqis have put the pictures of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei beside their leaders. This is the influence of Imam Khomeini's truthfulness and honesty. In Syria too, the lovers of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Lebanon brought the Saudi-sponsored and US-Israeli-trained Daesh terrorists to their knees and uprooted them through faith and steadfastness. This is the certain fate of Palestine, Nigeria, and Yemen too. God willing, the promise of God will materialize sooner than later.